This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
In the studio, we have Spencer.
Hello.
The one and only Spencer. So you're a bit like Kylie, because you only need the name Spencer.
Yes, that's
right. Do you
know
what I mean? Doesn't matter what your last name is, everyone knows you as Spencer. You're the Spencer.
Absolutely.
You brought in two ladies with you this morning, and we have... just introduce yourself, ladies.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Kelly.
And you're from...
Daisy Chains Isle of Wight Children's Charity.
And tell us all about Daisy Chains.
So Daisy Chains works on the island with families and children who have been diagnosed with a long-term health issue, life-limiting condition or disability. We help with the cost of ferry fares to and from mainland hospitals, therapy centres for appointments and essential treatment like chemotherapy, anything like that, because this isn't funded elsewhere. And we also help children with much needed equipment to aid them, and just support the families really on the island that really need the help.
So you do an absolutely incredible job then, you really do. So hats off to you two, and I'm sure you've got a massive team there that help out. How long have you been going? Just pull yourself a little bit closer to that microphone.
We started in 2012, so a few years now we've been going, yeah.
So 2012,
yeah.
Been a hard slog since then, or is it...
Yeah, I mean, we've sort of slowly grown, haven't we, over the time. Now we have a lot more families that come to us for help, which then means a lot more people know about us. So it's kind of growing slowly but nicely, if that makes sense.
When you came in and I saw Daisy Chains, I thought, I know what it is. I know it's a charity, but I didn't know too much about it. I've never really taken that much of an interest in it, but I am now, and I think the work that you do is absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
So many people out there that do need help. And what made you get into it? What made you decide, that's what I'm going to do?
I think it started because we both have children with a disability or extra needs, and through travelling backwards and forwards to the mainland, you meet other families, you realise how much the struggle is for people that have to travel sometimes four or five times a week, and financially, you know, it's a massive strain, and living on an island, it's an exclusive problem to us. Mm. So it's something that we wanted to kind of do something about if we could,
help
really.
Help other families. Yeah. We've been through this, that ourselves, so, you know, for us it was a must. Mm. There's no other help. We've got to help these families. So
how many families do you help on a yearly basis?
At the moment, we've got 19 we're working with continually. We can help anything up to about 40, 50 families a year, depending.
Wow.
Yeah, they come, some we sort of keep year on year, some come for short periods of time, 6-9 months, and then, you know, things get better and they kind of don't need us for a little while. So, you know, it's very dependent on what the child has or what's going on with the family at the time.
I'm so glad you come in to talk about it, because too often we don't talk about it, so we don't know about it. And, you know, people will not know what's going on. They won't know how they can help. They won't know that there are, you know, youngsters out there that need some assistance, need some help. They won't know how and what problems they're going through on a daily basis. And that goes for you as well, being a mum as well. I mean, that's obviously going to affect you guys as well. So basically more awareness means, you know, hopefully more funding. Do you think that you know, the powers that be ought to be helping with funding and helping out? I mean, I look at this and think, okay, we've got lots of people on the island that need to go to the mainland. Should we have something on the island?
It would be nice.
It would be great
to have something on the island.
You know, it would be great to be able to work towards something like that as a long-term goal for us.
Definitely,
certainly.
Yeah.
But, you know, it would be massive to get something like that. But I think it would need a very big team.
Yeah.
It's not certainly something that could be created quickly, you know, I think.
Okay, well, something to work on in the future.
Yeah, certainly.
I'm intrigued. How does Spencer fit in to all of this?
Oh, lovely Spencer. Our friend Spencer.
Well, Daisy Chains have organised events at Brading Roman Villa before, and it was on a Saturday last year, and I was absolutely amazed because I had to pop in to collect some things, and the whole place was absolutely full. Every possible space for parking was used, and the whole field adjacent to the villa was alive with activity. It was absolutely brilliant. There were hundreds of people there, all smiling, happy and engaged. They had such a wonderful time. So, I work at Braiding Roman Villa, and it's an area, it's a space that's available for other events if you're interested. But of course, we have an event coming up very soon for Daisy Chains at the end of July.
Okay, so who's going to tell us about that event?
Okay, so at the end of July, we've got our event, which is called the Festival of Heroes. It was a new event last year, and basically we bring together as many superheroes, princesses, you know, children's sort of
characters
that we can in one place, along with a lot of other things going on as well. We have an entertainment arena, we have stalls, vintage amusements, lots and lots of things. And last year we had about 20 characters from various things, whether it be Marvel or you know, wherever. This year we've got in excess of 30 at least
we
coming.
We have more this year. It's going to be bigger and better.
Great.
Yeah.
What are you getting dressed up as, Spencer?
Well, unfortunately, they don't actually have any superheroes that are fat, middle-aged men. They're all young and handsome, and they don't have pot bellies in superheroes. Yes.
We all disagree. We think you look like a superhero anyway. Spencer the superhero. We just reinvented another
one. Well, I've got the right name
anyway. So that's on July
It's July the 22nd and 23rd. It's a two-day event. And it should be really, really good. You know, as I say, we've got more characters this year. We've got Transformer cars coming over. We've got quite a lot of things going on, so it should be a really great weekend.
How can people get involved? Is it a case of they get dressed up, they come in, can people have stalls, how do they get involved?
Obviously we've got room for stall holders, and anybody that wants to bring something to the event, you know, please get in touch. We fully encourage all the children to come dressed up. We have a superhero parade in the middle of the day, where they can parade around with the superheroes and the princesses and things. And, you know,
they interact. It's really great.
There's on-the-spot prizes for children that we see that, look
amazing. Fabulous.
Yeah.
So you're raising awareness and obviously you're raising funds at the same time. How do people make donations? How can people help?
Well, obviously we've got our Facebook page. People can get in touch with us there, which is Daisy Chains Isle of Wight Children's Charity. Just Giving page obviously is available, email, we're there to answer anyone that needs us.
On the Facebook page we currently update, don't we, all the events that we have going on, so supporting us just by coming to one of the events, is supporting us enough. That's fantastic.
Okay, can I ask you, I mean, say if you can't, because obviously there might be some, confidential issues here, but can you just give us a rough idea of what it's like for, a certain family, a youngster that has to go, and the problems that they've got and so on. So people get a real feel for, what we're actually doing here, what you're doing.
I mean, I think the main thing is, I think once your child is diagnosed with, sometimes a terminal illness, a very serious illness or disability, you kind of go into this mode where you go on autopilot. And the last thing that you sort of think about is the financial side of things, and you shouldn't have to think about that. All you want to be thinking about is your child, and when you realise that, okay, I've somehow got to find the money to travel on the ferry 4 or 5 times a week, it becomes an issue. And I think for the families, we're just taking away that
The financial
unnecessary
burden.
Strain that they don't need to be worrying about that, and I think, a lot of the parents, one parent might have to stop working or both parents might have to stop working to support their child. And it's just that little extra support. We're there for them all the time, 24 hours a day. They can contact us within an hour of needing to travel. We'll get them on. And I just think for some families, it really is just that.
Financial stress and that burden, because I think also some families may not realise when you first get a diagnosis that, depending on that diagnosis, you could be travelling as far as, say, Liverpool, at the drop of a hat. And like Mandy said, the last thing you think about is, you just go. I've got to get my child well. I need to go. Mm. And, in some cases, I guess, it's really hard, isn't it, for them to... We just do everything as quick as we can, efficiently, and be there for the parents. We're there at the email, contact, 24/7 pretty much, aren't we? You know, you could get a call and then we'll get you there the next day.
Do you know what, it's incredible to talk to you ladies, and what I would love to be able to see at some point, you know, is maybe local media getting really behind, you know, these kind of things and highlighting and raising more awareness, yeah, rather than the nasty things in life, like a councillor's upset this person and the MP's done this and so on. It would be nice to get a bit more awareness so people actually know that there are people that need help right on our doorstep, rather than we just shove it under the carpet or we're unaware. So give out those details again. What? Where's the website? Where we can check it out?
It's probably better. Facebook is a good one, isn't it? Because the website is so long.
Daisy Chains Isle of Wight Children Charity. You can search us up on Facebook. We've also got a separate page for the Festival of Heroes. You can contact us through there. So that is probably the easiest way to get in contact. Or it's daisychainsilw@gmail.com is our email as well. So.
And the event is the 22nd, 23rd of July.
Yep. It is, yep.
Saturday, Sunday.
Yep.
And is there a cost? Is there a payment?
It's £2 for a child to get in and £3 for an adult. We try and keep it as low as we can. But obviously, all money raised goes straight into the charity fund, and you are helping island families when they need it most. You really are.
And this is at Brading Roman Villa.
Yep.
Do they get all an opportunity day. To look go around the villa as well on the day?
Yeah, we can organise that, I'm sure.
Okay, and you'll give him a special tour?
I think so.
We should think of Spencer the superhero on the day.
Yeah,
we're going to design an outfit for you.
The other bit I would like to say, that what I think Mandy and Kelly haven't made clear is in fact the amount of emotional support they give the families, which is not a money cost, but often many families, when they get the diagnosis, are not quite sure who to turn to, and having people like Mandy and Kelly there who've been through similar things themselves is an enormous amount of support that no money can ever match. And it's really important that people realise that Daisy Chains can help just with saying, it is, you know, we can help, we can support.
Brilliant. Yeah. Thank you for that, Spencer. Okay. That was a really nice thing to say. Look at those ladies' faces. It's lovely to meet you, it really is.
Thank you. You're
incredible, I really do. And the rest of the team. Is there anybody else you want to give a couple of mentions to that, you know, work behind the scenes? Or is it all down to you two?
Well, we've got a great bunch of trustees behind us as well. And they work very hard with us as well. And, you know,
We couldn't do it without
them. Volunteers, it's great.
Well, good luck for the 22nd, 23rd.
Thank you.
And I hope it's a massive, I'm sure it will be, huge success. Okay. And thank you for coming in, Spencer, as well.
Great.
Or
see
should
you.
I call you superhero Spencer?
Well, we'll
Spencer,
find that out, won't we? www.vectisradio.com.